The male suspect booked into the county jail was 46-year-old Salt Lake resident Matthew George Nielsen, a former Salt Lake County deputy prosecutor who has made news in Salt Lake in recent years for a number of scrapes with the law. Summit County Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez said Nielsen had several felony and misdemeanor warrants against him, totaling over $600,000 on charges including child abuse, domestic violence, witness tampering, threatening violence, and fraudulently obtaining prescription drugs. He had been sent by the court to a rehab center in Heber, but left there a day or two before Christmas, said Captain Martinez. He said the county's major crimes unit got information from a couple of sources that he was in Summit County.
Our major crimes unit, the warrant division, received information that this fugitive was in the Oakley area. He went and started investigating it, talked to some neighbors, asked if anybody had seen anybody at that residence. The neighbor said, no, well, I saw somebody yesterday, but not today, and I saw him with a female. So we had confirmation that he had been there and there was a female present, but we didn't know who the female was at the time. As his investigation furthered, he received information that she had called friends down in the valley saying that she's being held against her will. She called two individuals and basically told each one of them independently, I'm being held against my will. I believe I've been drugged. I have tried to escape, but he tackled me and drugged me back into the residence.
At that point, officers felt they had probable cause to obtain a search warrant and contain the residence on River Road in Oakley at about 7 p.m., Captain Martinez said they used a PA system to communicate with the inhabitants of the house.
Because there was no cell phone, she had turned her cell phone off where he had turned it off, and he did not have a cell phone, and there was no landline into the house, so we had to communicate with them through a PA system. And we just started making calls into the residence, addressing them by name, that the Summit County Sheriff's Office was out here, and we wanted to speak with them. She came out of the residence about 3 minutes later, opened the front door, and was standing there. We got her to come out. She appeared to be under the control of some sort of narcotic. What it is, I'm not entirely sure. But she didn't seem to be entirely lucid. Mm-hmm. But she did follow our command. She came outside. She was not wearing shoes, so we got her into an environment where she didn't have to stand on the cold ground. We continued to call out for him to come out, and we got no response.
The woman was identified as 44-year-old Terry Ann Flink, also of Salt Lake. Captain Martinez said after leaving the house, she told officers a story that turned out to be untrue.
She told us that he was not in the house. He left about an hour prior to our arrival. So having that information, the SWAT team entered the residence to search for him. Subsequently, we did find him hiding between a mattress.
He said Flink and Nielsen were apparently friends who formerly had been in a relationship. Captain Martinez said her behavior led them to wonder if Flink was entirely a hostage in this situation.
When we got her out of the residence, her demeanor towards us changed. She tried to conceal him. She wasn't forthcoming with us. So it's pretty ambiguous as to exactly how much she was being detained against her will, as opposed to maybe somebody, she's trying to get somebody to come up and pick her up. She became uncooperative after she was rescued, for lack of better words, or taken into custody.
Flink was booked into the county jail and charged with harboring a person from arrest. According to KSL News reports, Nielsen was charged in 2012 with two incidents of violence against a girlfriend and allegedly attacking his two teenage children during one of those incidents. In 2013, he allegedly attacked a girlfriend in the state courthouse in Duchesne. The SWAT team has Summit County as its lead agency, but also includes officers from Wasatch County, Part City, and Heber City. Captain Martinez said in this incident, they chose to put the emphasis on negotiation.
Yeah, anytime a SWAT team called out, there's the propensity for danger, propensity for us to aggravate a situation. In this certain circumstance, because of the initial information we had about there possibly being a female there that was not wanting to be there, who she was there under duress, we did not make this an active SWAT situation. We chose the route of negotiations We did not want to aggravate it. And through good negotiations, through good communications, and having a team in place, we were able to resolve the situation without aggravating it or causing a hostage situation.
Summit County Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.